What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Cosmad's Race Recap. Let's get right into a very entertaining Sonoma race. I must say, I love road courses because it really puts the race in the driver's hands. The front row to start today's race was Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott. Kyle Larson looking to build off the dominance after his win at the Coke 600, winning all the stages and leading the majority of the laps. The start of the race, of course, was crazy, with Kyle Larson getting a great jump on his teammate, Chase Elliott. We knew it was going to be crazy since this was the first time they've been to Sonoma in about 2 years. Jumping right to the midpoint of stage one, Kyle Larson was absolutely dominating, with Martin Truex charging through the field after starting 19th, working his way up to 9th right before the competition caution. Some cars coming down pit road before the competition caution on lap 11, trying to make a jump on the field, gaining some much valuable track position. With a 7-lap shootout to the end of stage one, we saw Kyle Larson battling his teammate Chase Elliott for that stage one victory. Kyle Larson ends up holding off his teammate Chase Elliott to get that stage win, winning the last 6 of 8 stages in stage racing. Pretty dominant performance there, I must say. Stage 2 kicks off with Matt DiBenedetto and Kurt Busch leading the field to green after some crafty strategizing to get them some much needed track position. They had to know that the position wasn't going to last long with a bunch of hungry competitors behind them. The cars behind them on the restart going 3 and sometimes even 4 wide to try and catch them. At the halfway point of stage 2, we had William Byron take the lead from Kurt Busch. William Byron being on a little bit fresher tires, letting him dive deeper into the corners, making the pass look pretty easy. We then saw a caution come out, as we saw Ricky Stenhouse go through a wild ride through the dirt, tearing up his race car, bringing out our first caution due to incident of the day. With cars bumping and banging all over each other, dirt flying, I didn't know how any of these cars were going to finish stage 2. You would have thought that it was the end of the race. Kyle Larson could not be stopped, however, sweeping both stage 1 and stage 2, trying to sweep both stages and get the win, just like he did last week in the Coke 600. Jumping right to green flag pit stops in stage 3, after great side-by-side racing, Chase Elliott in the lead, cars started hitting pit road with about 37 laps left to go in the race. A pass for the lead was made with about 33 laps left to go in the race, Kyle Larson passing his teammate, Chase Elliott. Kyle Larson was one of the last cars on the lead lap to make his green flag pit stop, finally making it with 22 laps left to go in the race. With 19 laps left to go, of course, we had to have another caution come out because the 00 blew his engine. Tough day for Quinn Hoff. Joey Logano and a few others deciding not to pit under this caution, which was going to make the restart very interesting. And with differing strategies, we knew that there was going to be chaos, and that is exactly what happened as Kevin Harvick and a few other drivers got into a massive pileup, destroying some pretty good race cars. Kyle Larson retaking the lead after all this chaos, with a few late race cautions not making it easy on him. Not letting the late race caution stop him, however, getting his third win of the season, having Team Hendrick finish 1-2 for the third straight race in a row, tying a record set in 1955. What a great win for Kyle Larson, really showing that he can be a contender for that championship this year, winning back-to-back races and absolutely dominating in his last 2 wins. Well guys, that was it for a very entertaining Sonoma race. Let me know what you enjoyed most about the race. Always like, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you in the studio for a Monday Night Raw recap on Tuesday. Peace out. No chance, that's what you got. Up against a machine too strong.